Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Back, it's 12 after, 800-531-3815, toll-free coast-to-coast. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Let me introduce you to Phil Harriman. Phil has been working with family health businesses and helping them make sure that they have something left after they get through with all their work and their career as a financial consultant. He's been working, helping them work with their retirement planning and their continuation arrangements for a couple of dozen years. He's been a long-term member of an outstanding organization that I've known about for a long time, the Million Dollar Roundtable, and he's here today to talk to us about some things that they've learned about how people feel about retirement. Phil, welcome to the show.
Jim, thank you for having me. I'm really delighted to be on your program, and I want to congratulate you for such a successful program, helping small business folks hopefully pick up some tips and some ideas that will help them become and remain financially secure.
Well, I appreciate that you saying that, Phil, but I will say that it's people like you who join me on my show who make this show what it is, because you've got the information that we want to hear, and I know that you guys, the Million Dollar Roundtable, has been working on a survey. You've been polling people to ask them how they feel about retirement. I'd like for you to give us some of that information, please.
Sure, I'd be happy to. MDRT periodically throughout the year surveys Americans on a number of issues surrounding their financial security, and the most recent survey that we've just completed, as you've alluded to, deals with how people feel about their retirement plans. And we were quite surprised, and maybe some of your listeners will be as well, Jim, that Americans are increasingly believing that they need to rely on themselves for their retirement planning. We found that people who are still working actually can learn a lot from the people who have just retired in front of them. And perhaps most interesting is that Americans are concerned about what their health care costs are going to look like after retirement.
You know, Phil, I'm not the least bit surprised of what you found, that people are believing that they've got to be more self-determined in their own future, whether it be tomorrow or in their retirement years, because this is the century of the entrepreneur. And when my audience hears me say that, Phil, I think that they think I mean business owners. But the truth is, this is the century of the entrepreneur in all aspects of our society, whether you're an employee or whether you're an owner. And more people are realizing that job security, the concept of job security, has really always been a myth. And the concept of being adopted for the rest of your life from cradle to grave is a 20th century phenomenon that really never existed before the 20th century, and it's not going to exist a lot very long into the 21st century.
Roger.
And so people are realizing now, whether they like it or not, that, you know what, if I'm going to be okay, I've got to make it okay myself.
You're absolutely right. How perceptive is that? The generation who is currently retired probably did work their entire career with maybe one or two employers and believe that they were going to be taken care of. And you're absolutely right. The entrepreneur of today is believing in themselves more and more, which is refreshing from my perspective. And people are willing to accept responsibility for helping prepare for retirement.
There are two words that make the generation that's retired or almost retired think differently about their future than the generation, the baby boomers and the younger generations. Those two words are defined benefit.
Yes,
I'm sure. I don't have to tell you what a defined benefit is.
Right.
Why don't you explain to the audience what I mean by that?
Well, most defined benefit retirement plans are structured in such a way that the employee knows from the first day they become eligible for the retirement plan that they have a defined benefit. Many of them are structured in a fashion where someone might retire with, say, 60% of their average 3 years of earnings before retirement. And that benefit is defined on day one, and the employer in saving money and investing money to meet that defined benefit. And as you've alluded to, those percentage of their profits and put it in as a contribution and allow themselves and their employees to decide where that money gets invested. That's a significant shift in the American attitudes as it relates to retirement. But here's the good news. Jim, the good news is that under the old regime, a defined benefit, if you left the employer, you left much of that money behind.
Mm-hmm.
Under the defined contribution, those plans are portable, and you can take them with you through your working years.
That's the 21st century part, ladies and gentlemen. Isn't it, Phil?
Yes, indeed.
And the reason I say that is that not just that mechanism for that you're talking about, but that concept, that attitude. Wherever I go, I take it with me, whether it be my health care, whether it be my retirement, whether it be my disability, whatever it might be. But we're not quite there yet, are we, Phil? I mean, there's so much out there, like health care, that's still not portable, that we got to make portable.
That's absolutely correct. And one of the ways that I advocate for is that we need to be consumers of health care. We let our government primarily or plan sponsors decide what type of health care we're going to buy.
Mm-hmm.
We wouldn't let them do that with our cars or our homes. And I'm of the mind that says to people, hey, you got to be a consumer. If it's not an emergency medical situation, I ask what this costs. Find out if there's someone else who will do it cheaper, or is mm-hmm. there a diagnostic facility.
Like the way we buy tires and clothes.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm not talking about the life-threatening situation. The run-of-the-mill type of medical care.
Right. No question about it. Let's talk about retirement a little bit. What did you find in your survey that Americans how are they feeling about their retirement?
Surprising, at least to us, was that 70% of retirees told us they wish they had done something differently in their retirement planning. Half of them told us they wish they had started earlier. 25% of them said they wish they had accessed guidance from someone like an MDRT member, a trusted financial advisor.
Right.
Wish they had done that. And I guess my advice to your listeners, particularly small business owners across the country, is that consider your retirement plan a bill. Small business owners are very, very diligent about keeping their business reputation intact mm-hmm. by paying their bills promptly. And my advice is pay yourself first in the form of a retirement plan.
Phil, hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break, folks, and we'll be right back with Phil Harriman, who's representing the Million Dollar Roundtable. We're talking about your retirement, and we're going to do that some more right after these messages, 20 after. Stay with us.
When you wake up in the morning and the light is hurt your head.
We're back. It's 23 after.
The first thing you do when you get up.
I'm Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate. Phil Harriman is our guest. Phil is representing the Million Dollar Roundtable. Phil, why don't you give us some coordinates for MDRT? It's an organization, folks, I've known about for a long time. I have a number of friends who are insurance and financial advisor professionals who are members of the MDRT. It's an outstanding professional organization. And anybody who works with you who has that designation, you can take them pretty seriously. Go ahead, Phil.
Well, thank you, Jim. The MDRT is in its 76th year now, and we have about 28,000 members, half of whom are in the United States, and the other half are around the world representing about 60 different countries.
Mm-hmm.
All of us are dedicated to helping people become and remain financially secure, and we take pride in being considered a trusted advisor, someone on their team to help them prepare for.
And I know you've got a website. So
we do. We'd love to invite your listeners, Jim, to come to soundfinancialplan.com. Soundfinancialplan.com is a site that MDRT hosts, and your listeners there will find a lot of useful things to help them get their arms around the whole financial planning realm and a number of helpful tools and tips for people to find out what their priorities are and how they can accomplish them. And we also host a place on that website where your listeners could find a trusted financial advisor in their area.
That's an important one there, folks. If you're looking for somebody to help you with some of the things that Phil and I are talking about, go to soundfinancialplan.com. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Soundfinancialplan.com and check it out, and they'll help you locate somebody that's got some good experience and good credentials. Okay, Phil, we got folks listening, let's say, who are 5 years from retirement, 10 years from retirement, 20 years from retirement. Let's give them a little bit of a track to run on.
Well, I would say if you're 5 years away from retirement, my best advice would be to start corralling your money so that it's in a place that you don't have to worry about what the value is going to be when you retire. One of the biggest things that we find is that people are afraid that they're going to outlive their income. Mm-hmm. So if you're 5 years away from retirement, now's the time to start putting that money perhaps in a more conservative posture, explore with a trusted financial advisor the laws regarding how you can take the retirement income in the most tax-efficient way. You might want to think about exploring annuities and bonds and things that will guarantee you that you won't have to worry about your principal eroding during your retirement years.
Mm-hmm.
I would say if you're somewhere in the 10 to 15-year horizon of when you're going to retire, that would be a good time to make sure that you're putting every possible spare dollar you can into the retirement plan. If you have you're a small business owner and you have an individual retirement account or a simplified employee pension or a 401k plan where you have some flexibility as to how much you can put into it, make sure you're putting every last possible dollar that you can, because you get a tax deduction for that contribution.
Mm-hmm.
And the money grows tax deferred.
I'm sorry, go ahead, Phil.
I was just going to say the key there is to make sure that where you're investing that money suits your risk tolerance. And
mm-hmm.
what we find is that people who are 10 to 15 years away from retirement tend to be more moderate in their risk taking.
Well, and the other thing is this the good news is that there are more ways, more different ways to provide for your own retirement these days. There are a lot of new methods. The SEP plans, the 401ks, there are at least a handful of different plans that you can use, especially if you're a small business owner.
Absolutely, and the key is to find someone like an MDR team member who you want to put on your team of advisors and rely on him or her to guide you through all of those options and opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
It is a mouthful, as you mentioned. There's several different ways that you can approach it, and the key is to find someone who you can put on your financial team and take them into your confidence and make sure that you're getting into the game of saving for retirement.
What about the younger folks, the folks who have 20 or more years to retirement?
Well, you know, what we find, Jim, is that they think about retirement as the old people's thing. They have a tendency to want to spend for today.
They're buying their first house, and they
sure.
got a couple
well,
of kids come along, and
they're saving for
college education and things like that.
Yeah. Well, I guess what I'm trying to suggest is that if you're 15 or more years away from retirement, just get in the game. Start something. Treat it like a bill to yourself and start
mm-hmm.
putting money away so that when you get into your middle 40s and you realize that retirement is 10 to 15 years away, that you've built a good financial plan to spring from. And most people who are new in the workforce, they don't do anything. And my advice is to at least get in the game. Start with
something. Phil, one of the things that I'd like to point out, you just said you're in your mid-40s and you're 10 or 15 years away from retirement. The truth is, I think in the 21st century, the retirement age is going to be pushed out, not just because Social Security is going to do that. My retirement year is like 66 or 67, I think, now for Social Security. But I think I'll probably be 80 if I live that long before I start drawing anything.
Quite frankly, I love what I do, and I hope I can do this till mortality tables hit me.
Yeah.
But the point I'm trying to make is that if you don't start and you think you're just going to retire based on Social Security, you're in for a startling
Exactly. Awakening. Well, the whole thing is have it there if you want it. But if you don't want it, at least you got options.
Yes.
You can keep working if you want to. Phil Harriman, thank you for being here. Good job
what a
today.
Pleasure. Thanks, Jim.
And we'll get Phil back on the show another day. Got to go for just a few minutes. I'll be right back with Governor Pete DuPont. We're going to talk about Free Trade 29 after. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.